Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Money and Change with Stu Scheer. Anyway, I am Michael Bejas, the producer, and I'll tell you what, if you come on over to Trim Radio Network, you can listen in, you could talk with us right off of our main page. You can also buy merchandise, and we'd love to see you in it, and it helps us stay on the air. And guess what? We broadcast live all over the world. Anyway, this song right here is Price Tag, and that is by Jesse J and covered under our legal BMI music license 6105-1658. You hear that, Facebook? 6105-1658. And the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. Any information shared by us is not to be conceived to use as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and that includes any medical and professional information. Always, always check with your primary doctor and any medical professional authority. Anyway, we also have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You can call in, give us your opinion. We'd love to hear it. Just, however, no cussing, no swearing. We like to maintain our Christian-based type radio station, and we're very proud of that. So anyway, without further ado, I am going to hand you on over to Stu.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook. But this is Money and Change. And our Facebook page is Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And go there and keep updated on a lot of stuff that we're covering. And I put up a couple notices today about different things I wanted to cover. But first, a big shout out to Jerry in Ohio and Kath or Catherine in Mississippi. Welcome to the show and thanks for joining the group. And we have a lot of information. I posted this that we're live at 8 p.m. due to the storms. Mother Nature hasn't been cooperating on the East Coast as much, so we had to change our time a little bit because we don't need our equipment to be fried. We've got too much invested in all of our systems, so we have to kind of be at the whim of Mother Nature once in a while. Well, tonight I said we were going to be talking about why a government shutdown could be costly, capital controls coming soon, and four ways to beat them. How about lawmakers want to block the digital dollar? We don't need Fed coin. Heck no. How about $44,000 for a tent in L.A.? That's an expensive tent. How about time to prep? You don't want to delay on that. And we're going to cover that. And a little bit on my latest post with the monkeys. How about what's Bidenomics? And we're going to cover that too if we get a chance. If not, we may end up doing it Wednesday on My World. You never know. Hey, a big thing that you have to do is check out our shows. We have some really good shows out there. We've got Fishing in Florida show with Rascala Stephens, and we've got, of course, Money and Change. We've got the weekly music countdown, the Natural Marketer podcast, Offside's Slobber Knocker Talk. How about Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas? How about My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday at 8 p.m. The Brighter Life Show, The Bend, Spiritual Freedom Show, and Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. Check them out. If you want to be a part of Trim Radio, let us know. I mean, you can chat with us, and you can just click contact us, and you can do that.
Yep, don't forget about Life Walk with Christ God.
Oh, that's right, Life Walk. So you know, you need to update that page, Michael.
I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, you know, we've got all kinds of stuff. You know, you can partner with us. You can advertise with us. You can join our Trim Perks. Also, support the show. Donate or shop. We've got merchandise. We have merchandise. We have Austin Neely's Slobberknocker Talk accent mug. And we've got t-shirts. And we've got hoodies. And we've got insulated water bottles, steel water bottles. It's a Fishing in Florida show. And we've got t-shirts. We've got the mug here for Money and Change, ceramic mug. We've got other stuff out there. So buy the merchandise, and it's very reasonably priced. I mean, very reasonably priced to help support the show. And if you can do that, hey, that is great. Just check us out at trimradio.com. Well, you know, before we do any shows, we always talk about our disclaimer. Michael always does his. I like to do mine. Because the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim any or all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Boy, that's a mouthful. It is. But we have to say it because that's a disclaimer. You have to do your own due diligence. You know, we always do shout outs at the beginning of the show. And like I said, we have Jerry in Ohio, and he's been listening, a faithful listener. We've also got Catherine down in Mississippi. And we've got other people around. We've got people in Myanmar. We have people in South Africa, India. Oh, Europe. We've got people in, of course, the United States. We go all over the world. We've got people up in Canada that listen to us. But we don't have anybody in Iceland. Come on, guys. I mean, your English is excellent up in Iceland. I have had friends that go up there, and they have a good time. So, you know, just let us know that you're listening to the show. And also, get out there and tell your friends to listen to Money and Change and My World. A big shout-out to Trim Radio Network for carrying the show every week. We try to do live shows, and the only time that I can't do a live show is, well, really, weather with those terrible storms that come up on the East Coast, and it really messes with our servers, and we go worldwide. And the other is, if I have to play a concert, then by golly, we have to do an encore version of either one of the two shows. Because I get committed to play a concert, and we spend a long time getting ready for these things, and we go out and we have fun playing them. And if you're ever in the Tip City, Ohio area, you want to check up on the concert schedule from the Tip Monroe Township group. I'll put it that way. We have a good piece. We have a good band, about 68 members, almost 70 members in the band. And it is a good group of musicians. So trust me, you want to check them out. A big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Well, classes have started. Football is in gear. It's NCAA Division II. They have good basketball. They have good football. They have a lot of good sports. And they also have good equestrian sports, too. So if you're looking to go to school next fall or maybe midwinter, check them out. University of Findlay, located in Findlay, Ohio. Great facilities. Great professors, great administrators, great sports. check them out. How about Rusty Ducks Custom Pens? And they're located online. You can check them out Facebook, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. That's RustyDuck apostrophe S, Custom Pens and Blanks. I'm going to turn my light down. I'm having a hard time with these lights. There we go. A new setup. I have to get used to it. Big shout out, of course, for Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. And anytime we have bad storms and we have to move it an hour, we may be on at 8. Just depends on the weather right now. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. That's going to be Wednesdays at 8 p.m. We have fun on that one. We tell a few jokes and stories and things. It's kind of interesting. Also, check out the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're out in Wisconsin. We've talked about them before. Great people. I've known them for years. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. I'd love to have those guys as my neighbors. Well, I'd love to have Brad and Chris as my neighbors, too. I feel like Mr. Rogers. Won't you be my neighbor? Well, anyhow. Danny and Wanda King are down in Wiggins, Mississippi, in that area. They've got a farm, and they just got some new ground, and they're farming that too. They just don't talk about farming all the time. They talk about food preparation. They talk about how to grow crops. They talk about the economy. Great people. I mean, fantastic. Also, Dave Kobler with Southern Prepper One. You have to check out Dave. He brings into play Boots on the Ground, and they talk about things that are being done all over the United States. They send these reports into Dave Kobler at Southern Prepper One, and he puts them on the air usually once or twice a week. If it's real important, he will get something on, let's put it this way, very quickly, and you'll know it. Then we also have Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell. He's still developing his little compound down in West Virginia. He's not an expert at digging a hole, but he wants to build some type of a shelter, underground shelter. I don't know if I could do that. I think I would use a backhoe, but he's using some type of an electric jackhammer to dig through the soil there. He's a good guy. I mean, we've chatted before. And then there's Appalachian Homestead with Patara. And she's down home. She really is. She's down in around the Knoxville, Tennessee area. Very, very intelligent person. She talks about prepping. She talks about going to the grocery at Aldi's or other places. And she's point blank. She will tell you what's going on and what to look out for. But those are the shout outs that we've got. And I'll tell you what, guys. I could probably have a lot more shout outs, but I only have so much time to do the show. And that limits all the shout outs that I can do. I know a lot of different preppers. I know, even though I don't consider myself as a prepper, I know a few and I listen to them. And Eric in Goshen Prepping, I believe is what it is. He's up in Michigan. Excellent person. Used to be a doctor. He's retired now. He knows a lot about different things, and he's straightforward about things. So you want to check him out too. Oh, wow. Have I done all the shout outs? I hope so. Well, hey guys, like I said, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped. You can check us out on Facebook. We're in Facebook groups, and anybody can join. Just everybody has to behave themselves. Well, Catherine, I already approved you, sweetie. I'm doing it again. So you are approved twice. I don't know why I had it just popped up that I needed to approve you again. Holy cow. I don't know what's going on with Facebook. Do you guys have problems with Facebook? Between Facebook and Twitter, basically in quotes, X, you know, I notice a little problems there, and YouTube. And I don't know, people aren't playing very nice. I was checking out a bunch of stuff today. Do you guys listen to Greg Hunter at all on usawatchdog.com? Well, he just popped something up today, and I never had a chance to really go over it. But he had, excuse me, Bo Polny, P-O-L-N-Y. And he came on and he said, the biblical cycle timing expert and geopolitical financial analyst, Bo Polny, that's B-O, and then P-O-L-N-Y, has been predicting hard times coming to America and the world for some time. I've listened to him on Greg Hunter's show, and it's very concerning to listen to what's going on. And he does biblical prophecy, and he talks about a lot of different things. And one thing that he came up with was that 2 years from the exact date that the Saudis from Saudi Arabia signed a military agreement with Russia, which is August 24th, 2021, the Saudis signed with the BRICS on August 24th, 2023. So what does this mean? Well, for 50 years, we had the petrodollar. Now the Saudis signing on with BRICS, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And there will be about 40 countries total. This is a funny way of saying this, but there's no more petro in the dollar. So what's the dollar now? Well, it's paper. That's it. According to Polny, it's only paper. Or another way of saying this is the dollar's run out of gas. And I believe Bo Polny is right. And so is Greg Hunter. And you say, well, who's Greg Hunter? Well, he was on CNN and a bunch of other networks. And the guy is a pretty smart guy. But he has a lot of experts that come in and talk on his show. Well, anyhow, he says, Polny says that this is a precursor to the dollar totally tanking and tanking hard. Polny explains when Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, there was not $1 billion in circulation. And we're now in quadrillions of dollars, which means the money factor is off the charts. It's insanity and insane. In other words, who cares what the money supply is? The money's worthless. That's the point Polny's trying to make. It's worthless. The BRICS countries are going to be using each country's currency, but they can link it to gold. So they're going to a gold standard. We still have fiat currency. That means paper. Well, what's the big deal? Well, it's based on your gross domestic product, the GDP, for the country. And when your country is in debt, you're in trouble. And the dollar's not going to be worth much. And say, well, we've got oil. Yeah, we do have oil. At one time before, somebody who's in power now said, well, we're not going to be producing that much oil. We're going to buy it from other places. Created a stupid move, and we are going to be in a world of hurt. Now, a lot of people are saying, hey, Stu, what do you know about the dollar crashing? Well, there was a biblical thing one time. I neither know the place nor the time that it will happen. And that's the same thing with me. I listen to people probably 5 days a week that have different good, credible shows on the internet. And I'm listening to these people and they're saying, well, we're going to be due for something here in October, November. And then I'm listening to another pundit and he's saying the same thing, but the two of them have not talked. And so what does that tell you? Two different sources and they haven't talked. They're saying the same thing. Some people were saying, oh, there's going to be a new bug come out. Wow. How do they know? Oh, it's going to come out September 15th. Gee, it's the 17th. How did they know it was the 15th to begin with? I don't know. Were they going to release something on the 15th that we didn't know about? I heard a report today that there were lockdowns up in Canada in some places. Others, I believe Deion Sanders was telling his football team, hey, we're not going to be wearing masks. A lot of different things going on out there. And what does that do to the economies? You know, back during the jab season, they basically shut our economy down. People were out of work. They were getting free money from the government. And then they basically chose not to go back to work. Why? Because money was free. They found out that the vaccines didn't work. And they found out that there was alternative medicines for that, according to Betsy Eads, who's a doctor, EADS, and Sherry Tenpenny. That's a crazy name, T-E-N-P-E-N-N-Y. And they were on Greg Hunter's show. And I got to pat Greg on the back because he brings up some good topics and he has a lot of backing. He's got the numbers for that. And it was interesting listening to that. So what's going to happen to the economy? I mean, if the dollar crashes and we have hyperinflation, have you checked prices lately? The prices in Aldi's are going up. Batar's been talking about that. Other people are saying, I went to Wally World, better known as Walmart. I went to Wally World the other day and the prices were up. And I only got maybe 8 items and my total bill was $46. Well, I went there. I got a few things. And yeah, my bill was $46. I had about 7 or 8 items. And one of the big ticket items happened to be a timer. And I needed that to turn on security lights at a certain place. And I went ahead and bought it. It was only $17 or $18. But everything else that I had ran the bill up. You go out to eat anymore. You go to a restaurant. Try to eat as cheap as you can, but still have some decent food. For two people, it runs about $20. And you're not really eating that much. You're getting something to drink, a sandwich and fries or whatever, but you're still at $10 ahead. And on occasion, I will get salads. Because I like salads sometimes, you know, a couple times a week, I'll get salads. But the cost of everything's going up. Look at gasoline. I mean, you know, it goes up and down and up and down, and all because a camel tripped over a gas line in Louisiana or someplace and the gas price suddenly goes up. I'm making that up. It's just hypothetical. But the prices are getting bad out there. Every time you go to the grocery, check your prices. And what you want to do is to stock up. Gee, my money doesn't go very far. Well, then buy 5 extra cans of beans or a box of rice, preferably probably brown rice. Or you can buy bags of rice. Buy extra soup. Buy extra Knorr seasoning packets, K-N-O-R-R. Stock up on bottled water in case there's an emergency. Do you have enough batteries? I could go into a whole list of things that you need to have if there's an emergency. And some people are saying, oh, there's going to be an emergency. They're going to invent an emergency. But I hear up in Canada that, okay, they've had some lockdowns different places due to a bug. And, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. And so you have to start preparing. If you haven't started, you need to pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, make sure that you're able to basically store water, make sure that you have your medications, make sure that you have the appropriate clothing for the season. Right now it's in the fall. It's going to get colder in this winter. You better have alternative heat sources. Make sure your furnace is in top running order. Make sure that you have alternative power. You know, I tested my generator and I had problems starting it up, but once it ran very well. It's enough to do basically 3/4 of my house, which is great. Then I have to check my solar generators, and I've got some of those. And there are a lot of things you have to take a look at to make sure you're prepared. Do you have long-term food? Oh, is it freeze-dried? That's expensive. Canned goods will still work. Some people say, well, you got canned cabbage. Yeah, I did. Because I add that to soup. I can make some really good soups very quickly if I had to, enough to feed probably 4 people for a week. You'd get bored of it, but it would be something to feed people with for a week. So you have to prepare. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, I just heard that the government's going to shut down. Is it? Well, they always threaten to do that. They actually never really shut it down. At one point, my dad was down in Huntsville, Alabama, and a friend of his was the speechwriter for Wernher von Braun. And so they met him on a cruise. And the guy said, look, if you're in Huntsville, stop by. I'll take you out to the base. Well, they were heading down to Florida for about 3 months. And he said, well, let's just stop in and talk to Doc. So they stopped. And he said, okay, well, we'll put you up in the guest house and we'll go over to the base tomorrow. So they did that. The next day they went over there and Doc was going to show them around. And guess what? Nobody at the guard station. And then he drove a little bit further and all of a sudden a Jeep came out with little blue lights flashing. And he said, I'm sorry, sir, the base is closed. The government has shut down. Everybody is sent home. The only people that are here are essential people. Well, they did it then. And that's what happens. They just send all the workers home. Politicians still get paid. But the workers don't. They consider it a holiday type of thing. But what happens if the government would close? Well, according to Yahoo Finance and Ben Werschkel, W-E-R-S-C-H-K, Paul, who's a Washington correspondent. The government shutdown this fall could be the costliest one ever. And what he said on Yahoo Finance was the most expensive government shutdown in the history costs about $3 billion. And that is what the Congressional Budget Office calculates was permanently taken out of the U.S. economy during the 2019 shutoff. Now, with another shutdown looking increasingly likely to commence in just 13 days or so, the odds appear to be increasing daily that the price tag this time around could run even higher. And he said between deeply entrenched sides, including House Republicans reportedly engaging in shouting matches behind closed doors and openly scoffing at the cost of a shutdown, as well as new risks posed by wary credit rating agencies, the coming shutdown could enter into uncharted fiscal territory, especially if a shutdown grows protracted, in other words, over a long period of time. The costs to the government and U.S. economy grow with each passing day of shutdown. And while much of the held up money is belatedly spent while the government reopens, or when it reopens, studies have documented that billions of dollars are likely to be lost permanently. Why? Because the government's not spending, and they don't have any spending authority to spend. Many of the conservative Republicans have sought to downplay the effects of all this, and Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona characterized the shutdown as simply a temporary pause in non-essential spending that would allow us to get our fiscal house in order. And Bob Good, who's a representative of Virginia, said we shouldn't fear a government shutdown. Well, it hurts the employees of the government. But the government overspends all the time. And that's the problem. And it's not necessarily the agencies. It's the politicians that cause things to be overspent. Think about it. When I worked for state government, we had to be within 1% of our budget, or I'm sorry, 1/10 of 1% of our budget every year. We were responsible for that. Federal government is a lot different. And they probably have their spending authority that's determined by certain rules and regulations. Hey, you know that there's the number one warning sign that capital controls are coming, and there are four ways to beat them, according to Nick Giambruno at theinternationalman.com. And weekends and holidays are perfect time to catch people off guard, especially on a Friday. You know, they could turn around and close the banks on Friday, take a banking holiday for a whole week or more, and people won't have cash to buy things. Remember I said put some money aside? If the ATMs aren't working and the banks are closed, you still have cash to buy food, buy water, buy gasoline to run your generators and car, okay? Keep it in a safe place. How much? Hey, that's up to you. You're going to have to pay your bills. What are you going to have to do? You got to pay your utility bill. You got to pay maybe your credit card statement. You have to pay taxes. You name it. You have to have enough money set aside for that. And they're saying in this article, the government declares a surprise bank holiday and shuts down all the banks mere hours after they denied that they were going to even think about doing it. And they impose capital controls to stop citizens from taking their money out of the country. Well, they're probably going to keep them from taking out of the bank. I believe in Greece it was $300 a day. That's all that they could take out. Cash sniffing dogs, which make drug sniffing dogs look friendly, show up at the airport and border crossings. Do you have silver? Do you have gold? You might need it if the dollar goes totally to tank down the tubes. You hear a big flush, and that's it. Well, once a desperate government, according to the report, has your money within its reach, it'll find a way to take as much as possible. And don't be surprised if your local currency suffers a massive devaluation. Bank deposits are suddenly worth a fraction of what they were just yesterday, or the government imposes an emergency tax. And this familiar story, according to the report, has played out in many countries in recent years, and the pattern is clear and should surprise no one the next time it happens. You can take a look at Argentina, Lebanon, Venezuela, Iceland, Greece, Cyprus, Turkey, Russia, Ukraine, China, India, South Korea, and governments in countless other countries have recently imposed capital controls. And the lesson from these examples is capital controls can happen anywhere at any time. This would be something for Tucker Carlson to cover if you listen to him. Let's go back in time. Remember in 1933, through the Executive Order 6102, President Roosevelt forced Americans to exchange their gold for US dollars under the penalty of 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine, or more than $242,000 in today's debased confetti, currency. And of course, the official government gold exchange rate was unfavorable. It amounted to around 41% confiscation of purchasing power. And I believe the price was set at something like $35 an ounce. Yeah, the public got screwed. Well, today it's self-evident that the fiat currency system centered on the US dollar is self-destructing at an alarming rate. And that's due to those capital controls. What do you have after the capital controls hit? How much time do you have? Well, it's impossible to know, according to the report. Acting well in advance is advisable. It's better to be a year early than a minute late. However, there's one common feature that can be noticed when countries impose capital controls and indicates the situation is imminent. It's like someone waving a big fat red flag. And that warning sign is governmental official not denying that there are considering imposing capital controls. When they deny it, yeah, they're going to do it. Just listen to the politicians. They say one thing and they do another. Well, coming from a bureaucrat, the real meaning of no, of course not, is it could happen tomorrow. Believe nothing until it has been officially denied. Well, there are four ways to beat capital controls. First, obtain a foreign bank account. Chances are you're going to be in trouble with that one. Capital controls imposed in your home country are unlikely to affect a bank account in another country. Well, you can only take out $10,000 out of the country, and then you have to fill out a FinCEN 109 form why you're spending that money. That's kind of controls there. Second, real estate in a foreign country is an excellent way to store significant capital abroad. Well, if the government is not too favorable, you could lose that too. Third, another solution is physical gold bullion coins held in a non-bank vault in a friendly foreign jurisdiction. And the last one is Bitcoin, which is like kryptonite to capital controls. Those are four. I worry about that. I want to make sure I have enough cash on hand to pay my bills. I want to make sure that I'm still able to write checks. I want to make sure that my credit cards are paid down. I don't like to pay interest. And that's why I seldom put things on credit cards unless I'm going through some big company for a large purchase. Well, hey, there was a thing in Cointelegraph.com. U.S. lawmakers advance legislation blocking the digital dollar. And they're saying on September 20th, the House Financial Services Committee will mark up two bills blocking a potential digital dollar in the United States. And they say that the U.S. House Financial Services Committee is moving forward with the legislation aimed at preventing the issuance of a central bank digital currency. Maybe that's the Fed now. Well, according to an announcement from Chairman Patrick McHenry, the committee will mark up two bills about a potential digital dollar on September 20th. Markups are sessions in which lawmakers discuss the details of a bill, and it's a crucial step before a legislation moves to the House floor. And one of the bills is the Digital Dollar Pilot Prevention Act, H.R. 3712. And that prohibits the Federal Reserve from initiating pilot programs to test CBDCs, central bank digital coins, or currency, without approval from Congress. And the legislation was introduced by Representative Alex Mooney in May. The Fed recently denied any decision on whether to issue a CBDC, claiming it would only proceed with the issuance of a CBDC with an authorizing law. However, the Federal Reserve of San Francisco has sought to fill technical positions for a CBDC project over the past few months. Are we going to have a CBDC? Are we going to have Fed now? You know, once the Fed gets a hold of your money, it's going to be pure hell to get it back. Sorry, Michael, I had to say that four-letter word, hell. But that's what's going to happen with digital money. And at first, it's going to be great. Oh, I can take my credit card. I use a special credit card, and I spend my digital money. I don't keep track of it. And then at the end of the month, you go, gee, I'm out of money. When I started, I had maybe $100,000 in my account. And suddenly it's gone. Where did it go? I didn't spend that much. I only got groceries. Oh, the government got it all. Hey, if you're holding Bitcoin, it's $26,431. Ether coin is $1,611. And XRP is 49 cents. Woo! What a bargain. Hey, what's Bidenomics? Simply put, Bidenomics is borrowing trillions from China to spend on a Green New Deal and to enrich China and its U.S. and international supporters. As part of this Green New Deal, cut off as much oil and gas production in the U.S. as possible and drive the prices higher. Gee, that's Biden economics or Bidenomics? It goes on to say, in addition, part of the Green New Deal is to enact a host of regulations on everything, including alcohol, beer, cars, ceiling fans, fertilizer. Fertilizer. Washington, D.C. produces more fertilizer and biogas than any place I know. How about gas stoves, lawnmowers, light bulbs, plastics, vaccinations, etc.? Essentially, regulate for the American people everything from alcohol to zoos. It's all about control. Bidenomics Simplified, and it was written by Maker S. Mark via theamericanthinker.com. I don't know Maker S. Mark. Sounds like that's Maker's Mark by American Thinker. It's like a pseudonym or whatever, pseudoname, whatever. So what do you get for Bidenomics? Sacrifice your livelihood, financial independence, and freedom for the Green New Deal. And if you're a white American, unemployment, almost no improvement in the Earth's temperature. You know, with Earth's temperature, if the temperature of Mars goes up 0.1 degrees centigrade, the Earth is going to increase by 0.1 degrees centigrade. Is that global warming? Well, if it's Mars getting warm, Venus is getting warm, and we're getting warm, it's not caused by us, it's caused by the sun giving out more radiation. Think about it. They're playing games with us. We've got almost no improvement in the Earth's temperature, war on fossil fuel energy, which has allowed the U.S. to grow and prosper like no other country. Well, guess what? They're just going to cut back on that. Oh, but we'll do solar. Well, guess what? The solar panels, where do they come from? China. There's going to be massive inflation from the spending that's occurring. Look what happens with the green cars, the electric cars. Gee, they have lithium-ion batteries. Gee, lithium-ion batteries can catch fire, and it's very difficult to put those fires out. Oh, yeah. New products are going to be more expensive. Look at the cars. Now, the auto workers, they want to go on strike, and somebody put out something that, oh, they want to make $300,000 per auto worker every year. It's like a 41% increase. Gee, that cuts down the American car sales, and so people buy foreign cars. Think about it. What does that do to the car dealer? Gee, they can't sell any cars. They lose money. They lay off their staff. They lay off their mechanics. It's going to be one big mess thanks to Bidenomics. And then you've got all these people coming into the United States that are illegal, putting a big burden on the big cities. How about New York? How about Chicago? How about LA? I don't know where things are going, but Bidenomics is not the way to go, guys. If you need a tent, oh, this was a good one. The East Hollywood Messenger was reporting today, this is Sunday, September 17th, Los Angeles is reportedly spending $44,000 for each individual tent in a temporary tent village for homeless people in East Hollywood. according to The Messenger. $44,000 for a tent. My God, you can go to Dick's Sporting Goods, or you could go to Home Depot, or you could go to, gee whiz, Wally World, and get a tent a heck of a lot cheaper than $44,000. And then the other costs are going to be, and the report says, all told, it cost about $4 million to put up fencing, bathrooms, and staffing facilities for this village of tents. And catering services and 24/7 staffing cost an additional $3 million a year, the Los Angeles Times reported. So you put them to work. W-O-R-K. You want to live in a tent? That's fine. You find a job. We'll give you a job. This is what you're going to be doing. You want to live on the streets? Uh-uh. Move on. Don't let the sun hit on your back. Or set on your back. A friend of mine was sheriff one time in Dark County, Ohio, and he would always say, don't let the sun set on your back in Dark County, which means you better keep on moving because we don't like bums. We don't like derelicts. We don't like druggies. And he had a long list of things. And Dark County at the time was a nice place to live, and it still is. But could you imagine paying $44,000 to put up a tent for homeless people? How did they get homeless to begin with? Find that out, solve the problem, invest a little money, a lot of education, and put them to work. It's called W-O-R-K. Not free money, not putting up with drugs, not getting drunk, laying on the sidewalk, and doing with whatever. I mean, there's no call for that. Liberals like to cause that stuff. Well, hey, let's take a look at the national debt clock. I always go to that because it shows how bad our economy is. Our national debt right now is $32,971,618,000,000 and climbing, which is about $98,242 per citizen. And the debt per taxpayer is $254,452. Gee, that's all caused by feds. I pay down everything. I mean, I pay my taxes. I can put some money aside. I get some long-term food. I make sure I have a good shelter. I make sure that my car works, the tires work. I've got gasoline. I've got oil. I do the maintenance. But now the government is dumping a whole bunch of debt on the citizens. And then they really dump on us taxpayers. U.S. federal spending is $6,118,082,000,000 and climbing. See, all these numbers are really flying up, and it's the U.S. debt clock. And the federal budget deficit, which means they're spending more than they should, is $1,766,376,000,000 and climbing. And we're only taking in $4,348,705,000,000 and climbing from there. We are in a world of hurt, people. And like I've always said, pay down your debt. Stay out of debt. Put some money aside. I don't care if it's $5 a week or $10 a week or $100 a week. Put some money aside. Get some long-term food, whether it's canned food, freeze-dried food, or other sources. Put some food aside. Build it up. Make sure that you have your medications if you need it. Especially, do you have a good first aid kit with not just a bunch of Band-Aids, but some really good stuff? Do you have some ivermectin? Do you have hydrochloroquine? There's some new stuff I've heard, which is called fenbenzidrine or whatever they call it. All kinds of stuff out on the market. But you can't get them from your doctor. You have to go find other sources. But you need to build up your medical supplies. You need to be able to purify water, and you need to store water because it's a gallon per person per day. Minimum. So we're talking about prepping. We're talking about the economy. The economy could tank. I don't know the time. I don't know the place. I don't know how much it's going to tank, but it's going to tank. And that's according to Greg Hunter and Bo Polny and a whole bunch of other people. So you have to be prepared. That's why we call this Money and Change / Financially Prepared. So, Michael, that's all I have for this week. And we might talk a little bit some more about what's going on financially on Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Sounds good.
Wish everybody to have a good week. Save up and be frugal. Now's the time to be frugal. And I wish everybody a good week. We'll talk to you later, Michael.
All right, Stu. Listen, thank you for joining us, everyone, on the Trim Radio Network. And we will see you on Wednesday. Don't forget Tuesday. We have Slobber Knocker, we have Offsides, and we have Take Point 22. And we will catch you guys on Wednesday. God bless, and we'll see you later.
Bye.